Hello again to our regular listeners, and if you're joining us for the first time, then it's an opportunity for me to say that I'm Mike Roberts, delighted you've joined us for programme number 10 of this 17-part second series of Malta Memories. And in this series, I'm covering the years 1972 to 1980, 6 months at a time, via the news created in the main by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of the Maltese Islands. All linked, as always, to the popular music of those years, providing an easy listening formula that seems to be working. This week, we begin a brand new year, 1977, when, on the music front, an artist of long standing, Rosemary Clooney, recorded again one of her early hits.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. You had better forget him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Forget him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Rosemary Clooney, Hey There, a recording she made in 1977 of her original 1954 hit. As January of 1977 began, Malta's president and his lady received New Year greetings at the palace. The government considered opening a centre for handicapped children in Gozo. And staying in Gozo, the first ever operatic production, Puccini's Madame Butterfly, was presented at the capital Victoria's recently opened Aurora Theatre. Ian Hackett, writing to the Malta Press from London, recommended Sleema for international conferences as a natural successor to Geneva. Il Fortizza advertised Sunday lunches at £1.75 Malta pounds. And the sad passing was recorded of one of the oldest monks of the Benedictine Fathers of Monte Cassino. He was a Maltese doctor and born in 1881. He was ordained priest for 70 years. He once wrote, "Time ends, eternity lasts, for it we work and suffer gladly." The Maltese merchants held a lunch for 350 orphans at the Grand Hotel Vidala, at which Malta's president was a very special guest. While another event, a fair in aid of the St. Catherine's Band Club of Zuria, was held at Halfar. And on the football front, Sleema Wanderers were held to a 1-1 draw by St. George's. back to the world of popular music in 1977, when John Paul Young made this statement.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air, in the rising of the sun. Love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're an illusion, don't know if I see it true, but you're something that I must believe in, and you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes.
Love is in the air, John Paul Young. And so we return to the more everyday news that made it into the press, but not necessarily as headlines. Well, Universal Travel in Valletta advertised week-long tours via DC-8 to Paris for 93 Malta pounds. The romantic old Villa Rosa, situated in 9 acres, became a popular venue for wedding receptions. Captain E. Bonello wrote about the house in Old Bakery Street where the poet Lord Byron had once lived, recommending that although wartime bombing had destroyed the original building, a commemorative plaque should be placed on the wall of the apartments that replaced it. A 5-week-old baby camel made his appearance at St. Anton Gardens with his proud mother, previously presented to Malta by the government of Libya. A fully detached freehold villa at Attard, boasting 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms and a swimming pool, went on sale at 15,000 Malta pounds. The Spanish Foreign Minister, on leaving Malta following an official 2-day visit, commented on the two countries' strong and common Christian backgrounds. And Beryl Muscat in the Sunday Times, reviewing the production of Frederick Lonsdale's comedy On Approval, declared that the best part for her was listening to all the fine modulations of English, as spoken by the natives, so to speak. Continuing as chart toppers among the popular music and song we were hearing in 1977 was again ABBA, with their hit of that year.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the songs? For that's what I mean. So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before.
ABBA, and thank you for the music. The year moved on with four of the world's top fashion magazines featuring a series of hairstyles by international acclaimed Maltese hairdresser Morris Saliba. And Malta snooker and billiards champion Paul Mifsud took part in exhibition matches with former champion Wilfred Asher. Malta's national football team travelled to Tunis, where they displayed some dazzling playing to beat a young Tunisian side, inflicting Tunisia's first home defeat in 2 years. Admiral of the British fleet, Earl Mountbatten of Burma, took the salute at Trooping the Colour by 41 Royal Marine Commando at St Andrews. And 27 Gozerton bakers joined their fellow Maltese bakers in a strike over improved profit margins. On St Patrick's Day, 200 members of the Irish Maltese Association celebrated with a gala dinner at Carinthia Palace. The aircraft carrier HMS Hermes berthed in Grand Harbour on a 2-week visit. The most grueling pigeon race of the season from Brindisi concluded the 1976-1977 flying season for Malta's many pigeon fanciers. However, Malta's winemakers weren't complaining because, as if to herald more sunny weather, it was announced that wine exports had topped 3 million litres, earning some 188,000 Malta pounds, so they no doubt approved the title of this 1977 chart hit from Bill Withers.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day. As Malta adjusted its clocks by 1 hour, and John's cartoon in the Sunday Times had the caption, "And may the weather change to summertime too," E.V. Borge, writing in the same paper, declared, "The Maltese village, with all its characteristics, is one of the richest social, historical, and artistic monuments Malta possesses." And as many of those Maltese villages, like Maliha, for example, continue to evolve in character, a luxury villa at the new Santa Maria estate, on a double C plot with 4 bedrooms, all with bathrooms, a landscaped garden, and access to the beach was offered at £30,000. On the business and social scene, the Phoenicia Hotel again hosted the annual dinner of the Malta Institute of Accountants. 13 Malta cinemas were advertising films in the first half of 1977, and in just 1 week there were such films as Fiddler on the Roof with Topol, Gene Hackman and Ernest Borgnine in The Poseidon of Adventure, and All the President's Men with Dustin Hoffman. Tania Bayona, the well-known Maltese ballet dancer and teacher, travelled to London to attend classes in classical dancing. As the Malta Wool and Leather Factory at Marsa announced an expansion program to further boost its successful export business, John Zammit, writing in the Press, declared it was marketing that was the challenge for Maltese industry. Malta and Cuba established diplomatic relations at ambassador level, while Valletta remained still unbeaten in 12 league matches. And this recording by Barbara Streisand represented just one of her greatest hits.
Touch me with your eyes, flying through the sky. I've never felt the same, but I am not a bird, and I am not a plane. I'm Superman. When you
Barbara Streisand and Superman. As Malta moved steadily in 1977 to the year's halfway point, at 65, Dr. Borge Olivier stepped down from the leadership of his party. Another doctor, Dr. Georges Borge, one of Malta's most distinguished sculptors, donated a number of important works to the National Museum of Fine Arts. Jane Saliba, Miss Malta 1977, presented Joseph Kushiri with his first prize in the Salinac and Kawasaki Free Lottery, a Model 100 sport motorbike. Kawasaki, of course. The ever-popular annual San Anton Fur and Feather Show this year attracted a record number of over 1,500 rabbits, poultry, pigeons, birds and pets. The late Mr. Ian Wolfe, director of the British Forces Broadcasting Service, arrived on a routine visit to the Malta operation and was hosted to a reception. Interestingly, I recall 14 years previous in the UK, he'd interviewed me for a broadcasting post and turned me down. Oh well, you've got to get it wrong occasionally, I suppose. In polo at the Marsa, the Maltese team beat the Italian Army team 5-2, and in tennis, Tony Schranz won his third Malta championship. A stamp auction at the Hotel Phoenicia in aid of the Physically Handicapped Rehabilitation Fund realised 4,700 Malta pounds. In Gozo, the Astra Folk Group prepared three special dance performances for a film on the island's life and attractions. Declared the cycling champion of Malta, Joe Ferrugia won the 90-mile Milk Marketing Undertakings Milk for Stamina race. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Company's production of Romeo and Juliet was to be the year's San Anton summer attraction. The ever-popular Il Fortizia restaurant advertised Father's Day lunches at 175 Malta pounds, with no service charge and children at half price. And the half-year finally closed in June, with police warning swimmers of a shark sighting near the reef at Dragonara Point. On the music scene, a successful Broadway show moved to London's West End and was getting rave reviews in 1977. It was Bubbling Brown Sugar, with a great singing favourite of mine from the 50s and the 60s, Billy Daniels, enjoying star billing. And one of the songs from that show that he sang was one first made famous by Fats Waller. But this is how the great Billy Daniels interpreted it.
No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home at 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I'm like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kiss is always waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home at 8, just me and my radio. I ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere.
Billy Daniels, Ain't Misbehaving. That's it once again, folks. Join me next week for more Malta memories created by the ordinary people and the ordinary events that fashioned the second half of 1977 here in Malta. And as always, a reminder of the contact details if you wish to comment. I'd love to hear from you. Listeners online can do so by email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact or comment on the station's website. If you prefer to write, please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programmes you missed, just go to webcast. They're all there at the click of a mouse for the taking. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.